Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And although we understand that losing weight can be complex and frustrating, leaving so many of you wondering why your efforts don't yield to these desired results, well, let me tell you, as a weight loss specialist specializing in metabolic wellness, I have helped clients achieve the unachievable. And there are so many intricate factors that go into this. Why is it so difficult to lose weight? Well, first off, it's not that difficult the first time. I have to jump in and say that the first time. Our bodies change. And just like we get used to anything, our bodies become accustomed to those routines that cause that weight to come off. In this episode, I'm going to explore the reasons behind why it's so difficult to lose weight. And I'm going to unveil the effective strategies to pave the way for sustainable success. So let's embark on this transformative journey. First off, there are several reasons for why weight loss is challenging. But first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the reasons of why weight loss can be difficult that may not be in your control. Okay. I'm going to save the one for last that is in your control. But as we embark on this very challenging task of losing weight or weight management, the very first thing I must say is there are a lot of people out there that really, truly, truly do put in all the right efforts. They are really, truly doing all the right things, but yet are not seeing those results. And so because of that, I really did want to start the show with what are those reasons for why we may not be seeing those results. The first one is metabolic resistance. We get used to those traditional weight loss methods. Just like I said when we started this show, first things first, our bodies adapt to those routines. You know, the first time you lose weight, it is just the best, right? You know, the very first time you get off that couch and you start measuring your food and you apply yourself, yes, that weight does melt off. And typically, if this is your first time, you more than likely are at an age where your hormones are more balanced than they are when you've been through the diet spiral, and you've been through this many times. But traditional weight loss methods will slow down your metabolic rate, making it harder for you to burn calories effectively. So what does this mean? Well, I'm going to put it in layman's terms. I'm going to take some hypothetical character right out of the crowd, somebody that might be eating about 3,000 calories a day. And I know that you're sitting there going, wow, that's so much, but it actually isn't. Those of you that aren't counting your calories are probably looking at about 3,000 calories a day. So now you start dieting, you right away restrict your calories, you slice that in half, and now you're at about 1,500 calories, and that becomes the new normal. So you lose weight. Of course you do. And now your body becomes accustomed to that 1500. Now let's go back. Let's rewind to when you were doing that 3000 a day. When you were doing that 3000 a day, you probably weren't gaining weight or you weren't losing weight. That's because that was your metabolic flexibility number. That was your range. Your body was used to taking in that 3,000 calories. Well, now we've changed it. We've made it 1,500. Now, granted, you may have lost weight during that time. However, now it is that much harder for you to burn those calories and keep it effective. So, strategies to revitalize the metabolism: implement metabolic boosting exercises such as high intensity interval training called HIIT. This is where we get the heart rate up by doing high intensity interval training. And this could be something simple like some shuffles, some jumping jacks. Even on the treadmill, you might even get your heart rate up by turning that resistance up by putting the treadmill on a higher incline or a faster speed, even if it's just for a minute, and then cooling it back down. This will help with the metabolism. There's also a plethora of other ways and reasons to get that metabolism going: drinking that water, manipulating your macros. But the biggest and number one reason why weight loss is challenging is that metabolic resistance. And again, it does take a weight loss specialist to kind of help somebody get out of this metabolic resistance. It takes somebody having you write down everything you eat, having you really zero in on your macros and see, you know, are you getting enough protein? Are you taking in those healthy fats? Are you making sure that your carbs are the appropriate carbs and not too many carbs? All right, so the next big reason why people have a hard time losing weight, I'm going to go right into this one, and it is stress. You know, before I went down the path of becoming a functional diagnostic nutritionist, people would come to me all the time and say, you know, I'm really stressed out and there's no way I can lose weight under these stressful conditions. And, you know, I really didn't know what to say to that. I had a hard time comprehending how stress had anything to do with weight loss. You know, to me, it was calories in, calories out. You know, are you eating right? Well, then, gosh, you should be losing weight. Well, now that I understand how the body works, now that I have seen it, I see labs come in and day out, now that I run these functional labs, and I'm able to see that elevated stress levels will increase cortisol production. And this promotes fat storage, especially around the abdominal area. You guys all see this on these commercials. I mean, you know, I say the word cortisol and right away people have this image of that commercial with the fat stores around the middle section, but that is what cortisol production does. It does promote that extra fat storage. Now, what can we do about this? We all live stressful lives. We all have stressors that we deal with. And I want to also zero in on the fact that stress is not just your kids. It's not just your family and work stress and financial stress. Stress could be a toxin that you don't realize is bugging your body out. A stressor might be a food that you don't realize is causing havoc on your body. When I run these labs, I'm able to see exactly what is causing these stressors and these stressful factors. And it might be something that is stressing out your immune system or your nervous system. And so it's really hard to zero in on this. But what is causing these cortisol levels to spike is really causing the avalanche of what could be causing your inability to lose weight. So strategies, of course, incorporate stress-reducing practices. And how do you do this? Again, I wanna reiterate, this is not just the stress of your boss yelling at you, or, you know, Christmas coming around the corner and you having a million things to do. We have stressors all day long. You know, today I woke up, you know, I'm going to kind of throw it out there. Happy day, you know, of course, minus the fact that it was a Monday. And, you know, right away, right out of the gate, I get a phone call from my high schooler. She forgot her project that she'd been working on all weekend. So what time does she text me this? Literally 5 minutes before my first call this morning. That's a stressor. Okay. That right there is going to elevate my cortisol production. So I have learned this, and I have learned to incorporate stress reducing practices. Okay, so what do I do? Well, I will tell you this, and since this is clearly on my mind, I used to wig out. I used to cause all kinds of chaos and complaining and this and that and you know, cancellation of my clients. And instead, I incorporated some strategies that I have worked on. And the entire way to the high school, I chose to put on my my morning jazz music, which calms me. And I did my mindful breathing the whole way there, which I actually didn't even need, because once I got in the car, I realized there is no reason to freak out and stress out. And you know what? I got through it. The bottom line is it wasn't the end of the day. But sometimes we do take a situation like that and create such chaos within ourselves that it does cause our cortisol levels to become impacted. All right. So the next big one, hormonal imbalances. Now, I do work with a very large population of individuals who are within that perimenopausal, menopausal age. And absolutely, hormonals are pivotal in weight loss regulation and imbalances that can lead to weight gain and hinder your weight loss 1,000%. Once we reach a certain age, and gals especially, our ovaries go into a retirement, as you know. And once our ovaries are officially retired, they no longer produce a very, very important hormone called estrogen. This is all information that you know, but once that the ovary shut down and we no longer are producing estrogen from that ovary, we can still produce estrogen. We do still produce estrogen and testosterone and progesterone, and that all comes actually from our adrenals. And our adrenals are another very, very important part of our bodies that produce the hormones. Our adrenals sit right on top of our kidneys. And like I said, this is pivotal in weight regulation. Can I also jump in and say that our adrenals are the same exact gland that produce the cortisol? So if your adrenals are too busy kicking out cortisol because you are upset all the time, because you are over analyzing and micro analyzing everything, then your adrenals do not have time to sit down and make the proper estrogen and testosterone that is needed. Additionally, as we age, we do stop producing another very important hormone called DHEA. And this is the good hormone. This is the one that builds us up. It's anabolic. It produces muscle. It helps us produce muscle. It is a growth hormone. And so this is where that rest comes in and that sleep. So if you're not sleeping good, and here's another one. I used to hear all the time, well, I'm not sleeping good, so I can't lose weight. And I thought, well, gosh, I don't see what that has to do with anything. But it does, because if you're not sleeping, you're not resting and digesting, and that's what that is referred to, you're not making the proper hormones that are needed in order for you to properly function. So strategies. Well, of course, you can conduct hormone assessments like the ones that I run, functional labs, to identify the imbalances and tailor interventions such as hormone replacement therapies and lifestyle adjustments. And that is something that I specialize in now. But without the tests, you can absolutely hone in on strategies. Like I said, improve your sleep, hone in on sleep strategies, hone in on breathing strategies to help increase that DHEA production. Lifting weights will help increase your testosterone, and of course, just all that self-care. And then finally, the fourth one is digestive issues. I cannot stress enough what gut health can do as far as impacting nutritional absorption and how this could trigger inflammation that will affect the body's ability to process and utilize food effectively. You know, my analogy is this. If you were to take all the food that you ate yesterday. Let's suppose yesterday was the best eating day you have ever had in your life, right? It was perfect. You ate your meals. They were perfectly balanced. You had all of your vitamins and minerals. It was textbook classic, okay? But your gut, the permeability of your gut is compromised, okay? So now let's have you take a look at your gut. And I want you to think of your gut as some pantyhose. Gosh, I haven't said that word in a long time. Some tights. Let's use tights, a little bit more trendier word. Okay, so your tights are those really supportive tights that you can't see through, those really opaque tights. That is a really healthy gut, which means all of the nutrients that you have eaten, all of your proteins, all of your carbs, all of your healthy fats, all of your minerals, your niacin, your magnesium, your potassium, your iron, all of the things that you have eaten are staying right inside because your pantyhose are keeping them intact, okay? That is somebody that does not have digestive issues, that does not have nutritional absorption issues, right? Now, most people, and I will tell you, the labs that I run, it's shocking how many people have poor gut permeability. What this means is those tights that we're talking about are now fishnet stockings, right? Okay. And so what happens if you have fishnets on? You are not holding in all of those nutrients. You're catching some of them, right? You're only going to hold in what those fishnets are going to hold in. And that's part of the nutrients that you've eaten. And so if you're wondering, gosh, you know, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating everything right. You know, and I see this all the time. I see this all the time. I can't stress this enough. I look at people's logs up and down and I can't figure out why they're not losing weight. Well, it is more than likely because there is a gut permeability issue. And with that being said, you can eat all day long to perfection and you're not going to see progress because until you can utilize that food effectively, it's not going to make a difference. So the strategies, huge here, huge. And you're talking to somebody that had a very poor gut health situation happening. Of course, personalized dietary plans, but probiotic, prebiotic. Hop on my blog and read about this. There are foods that contain probiotic and prebiotic. We have our yogurts, we have our kimchis, we have our fermented foods, but there are also gut support products that you can take that will help with the permeability of your gut. Basically, what this will do is it will help all of those soldiers in your system. And these soldiers are basically your immune system. It will help wake up these soldiers. It will help them fight a bigger fight and fight off all of the bacteria that comes into your body. And therefore, your gut will be more permeable. And your fishnets will no longer look like fishnets. They will go from fishnets to very sheer pantyhose to then opaque stockings. And you will notice a difference right away. Okay, so those are the four things that are really what makes weight loss challenging from a standpoint of somebody that has no control of. The fifth one, and this is a big one, is lack of personalization in approaches. You know, generic weight loss approaches that don't address individual needs is going to cause frustration and failure. You know, this is where people faceplant, is when somebody is just like, here's a diet for you, and then gives them no leadership, gives them no guidance. And anybody that's listening right now who has been in my program ever knows that without the day-to-day accountability that Get You Fit provides, without the personalization of the plan, even if it is just a little bit of tweaking and helping you understand what works for you, nailing it down is very, very difficult. There are so many factors predispositions, lifestyle preferences, idiosyncrasies that can get in the way. And in addition to that, behavioral modifications that need to be made. So if you are somebody that is struggling in wanting to lose weight, certainly, these things all do need to be looked at. So let's look at some strategies for sustainable weight loss. Goal setting and intrinsic modification. Clearly define achievable short-term and long-term goals in order to maintain this modification. You can't do anything without a goal. Don't try getting in the car and driving to Florida without a roadmap. It's not going to work. Don't try to lose 20 pounds without a plan. It's not going to work. Balanced nutrition. Not only do you need a well-rounded, nutritionally dense diet that supports the metabolism, but make sure that you have one that has whole foods, lean proteins, healthy fats, and of course, a variety of colorful vegetables to ensure that you get that optimal nutrition. Regular physical activity. Of course, I always promote getting a mix of cardiovascular exercises, strength training, and flexibility exercises to make sure that you're hitting all facets. Sleep quality is important. Inadequate sleep disrupts hormonal balance, just like I mentioned earlier, and can lead to weight gain and the inability to lose weight. Prioritize your sleep and establish regular sleep schedules, creating a relaxing bedtime routine. And obviously the biggest one is make sure you find someone to be accountable for. Make necessary adjustments for this and arrange them so that they can create a good weight loss plan. Use as many tactics as you can and fine-tune these interventions to make sure that you see the success that you need. Embark on this weight loss journey, of course, at any point during your lifetime, but embark on it when your motivation is high. And don't just wait for motivation to come, because it's not going to come. You need to seek it for yourself. So hopefully this podcast helped you understand that this could be a challenge that could be reachable and sustainable for you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you've done.